Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Fake news, D'Anthony. Man, we can say it now that it happened.
Well, we've got a 90-second clock on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've got a 90-second clock for swearing on YouTube. We still don't know if that's true or false. However,
I heard somebody told me it was 5 minutes, which is, if oof, that's the case,
we'll
never that'll make it. Never, ever
it'll
happen.
Never happen. Yeah. It'll never happen on this show. But what we can say at the top is that we've got some real news here.
Right.
And we just recorded with Matthew McConaughey.
I'm not familiar. Who's that?
Man, how crazy was that, dude? That'll be airing Sunday night. It was like an hour and a half.
I don't think it was crazy. If you think Matthew McConaughey is exactly who you think he is.
He is. But
which
look,
is very nice.
We've
probably
told the
has
audience,
a lot to do with his success as well, that he is exactly who he is.
Yeah. And look, we've told the audience this for years, or I have at least. And I'm like, you'll get to see. Like, he is that dude. There is nothing that is unexpected about McConaughey, except for his last name. I called him McConaughey after all these years of spelling that name and doing impressions of it.
Yep.
One would think I would have known the correct pronunciation, but
well, you didn't
no,
even know
no, didn't.
The correct pronunciation of correct right there. So
I
think you're off to a good start. Who's
last? We're at 90 seconds.
We're at 90 seconds.
Oh,
I could go.
Nope, not yet.
Nah,
10 seconds.
10 seconds on the marker, brother.
Why is he trying to?
I think you're trying to kill the feed, bro.
Yeah.
Trying to kill a feed.
Sabotage. It's a black flag operation.
It really
All right.
is.
1, 2, 3. Fuck.
Oh, God.
All right. So if it's 90 seconds, we're good. If it's 5 minutes, we're never going to make it anyways.
So the reason why I had a trouble with my words, and I probably will throughout this show, is we've been drinking his Long Branch.
Yeah, it's good. It's very good.
It's very good. It's Wild Turkey, where you're just like, ah, oh, shit, man. How is Wild Turkey these days, you know?
Well, I can tell you how it is.
So can I. We were drinking it with him for an hour and a half, but like, this label I had never heard of. It's brand new. Shout out to Hot Bob who went and found this. We're in Austin, Texas. Everything McConaughey related is sold out. So, or McConaughey related is sold out. And it's you're able to find a couple bottles. Hot Bob, we're proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, I had to go to the like a real shithole to find it.
Wow, you're
where
welcome.
Where people don't look for wild turkey.
You mean the homeless aren't drinking Long Branch? They're not taking their money panhandling and buying Long Branch? How much was it per bottle, by the way? You remember?
Like 40 and change. The total was like 91 with tax.
That's great. So that's a decent dollar amount for a whiskey. So, All right. Cool. That's not terrible. I thought it was going to be something crazy high where it was just like, all right, this is...
It's a good-looking bottle.
It is. I thought for sure you were going to be like, that was $80 a bottle.
Yeah.
All right. I'm in. Yeah, but we've been drinking this. It was an unbelievable show. That will air Sunday night at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And for me personally, look, man, dream come true. You guys listen to the show over the years. I'm not only a fan of him as a person, but as an actor and all that stuff. So yeah, it was great.
You can hear about it in the interview. There's something that happened to him between, and maybe it's just who he is as a person, his character, but something happened to him between Dazed and Confused and A Time to Kill where he realized that he's great at what he does,
mm-hmm.
right? And he's going to use that to try to do whatever it is, help people or push important narratives or whatever. And he managed to do it. I'm talking about movies like A Time to Kill, you know, Amistad, We Are Marshall, in some lesser degree, True Detective, but Contact and Interstellar, movies like that move the needle on certain things. And he managed to do it without being arrogant or pompous or obnoxious or judgmental, which is all we hear. Like, if you listen to Clooney talk, that's all you're going to hear. It's just pomp. Mm-hmm. It's pathetic, to be honest.
Yeah, but look, what you see is what you get. You'll hear it on Sunday night. His book is fantastic. Green Lights, it's out now. The audiobook is even better. And, you know, having done numerous audiobooks and then in the edits of them, they're really fucking difficult. And this is one of the very best you will ever listen to on this planet. I also want to give a shout out to D'Anthony Holloway. I went through the final cut of the audiobook last night before it comes out for As the Sun Rises, It Dawns on Him, which is on sale now. I forgot you were an African parrot.
Yep.
A sergeant.
Mm.
A drill sergeant. You were a 55-year-old Chinese man.
Which is what I identify as. So that one wasn't really... That one's just another day at the office, I think.
And then a good buddy... There was a bunch of actors that are all throughout this. But a buddy of ours... You were great in it, and so was Xander, actually.
Yeah, he does a good... Italian, I guess, old school.
Italian, yeah. Irish, like, because when you read these things, you want all the people to read different characters and all that stuff. But yeah, you across the board last night when I heard the final cut of that, I was like, oh shit, that's right. You were an African parrot, a 55-year-old Chinese man, and then a drill sergeant.
Yeah.
Which the drill sergeant was probably easy for you, I would imagine.
No, that's the most difficult. I don't like to raise my voice very much.
Really?
I feel like if I can't get my thoughts across to you in a meaningful way without raising my voice, then I've done nothing, right? Like, I think about the people who yell at what they're saying. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You're just saying that loud to force people to agree. Like, I'm not with that, right? So actually, even during my career in the military, yelling at people was not something I was very comfortable with. It's not that I was uncomfortable. I'll yell at you, but it's doesn't really help. So yeah, that's not my wheelhouse, so...
I was surprised that he knocked it out so quickly. Mm. And, you know, obviously Sunday night, you can hear all about that there. But fun show. And that's why the news is coming to you a little late on Thursday. But we appreciate you tuning in. Hammer the like button if you're watching on YouTube. Let's get to the fake news, shall we? Working from home has been great for the booze industry, it turns out. You're talking to two guys who have been just boozing all day here.
Not me.
Boy.
Not really into it.
Yeah, you're kidding. You're half in the bag
now.
I've
got a Sprite Claw here.
Is that what you made? I thought it was water to temper down what we were just doing with McConaughey.
No, there's Topo Chico, and I'm pretty sure I poured vodka in that, too. There's nothing on the desk that doesn't have booze in it at this point.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. A new survey finds that many people are almost nearly half the adults working remotely have secretly signed off early to have a drink.
Nothing fucking surprising about that. Shit. No. I mean, a lot of people are hiding booze in traditional drinkware or different cans. Look, if you're a fan of It's Always Sunny like I am, you found out, 10 years ago, that if you put red wine in a Diet Coke can, you can pretty much walk around drinking all the time. All and no one can tell what's happening as long as you don't get the purple teeth, right?
I get the purple teeth. That's why I'm no good at red wine. I can't drink it.
You just gotta
out.
You gotta take care of that. Some there's wipes for your teeth to keep.
Is
that
there wine happening. Wipes where I can just just wipe it off like a beaver? Or it's just like there okay, cool. Is it really?
Yeah, that exists. So
I did not know that.
Yeah, I mean we've all done this. And look, you know, I don't know about you guys out there in the professional workforce, but if you don't have a flask in your bag, what are you doing?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know when you're gonna need to get drunk. What if the world ends that day?
You're gonna, flask in your
bag. Do that sober? No.
No. No. When I dug into this story more, I was like, how many people do they survey? It said 2,000 Americans. And look, man, I think if you went into the millions on this one, it would have been way, way more than half.
That is very possible.
It would have been like 80%.
Yeah.
I think that number's low, actually. But is anybody shocked by this? Like, dude, you can't do anything. You can't work out.
No.
You're stuck inside with your family all day. Some might be great. Some families might be crazy.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are reaching they're reaching the point with technology where they're just like, all right, I just need a break from that shit now.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're hanging out with your family all day or working all day, social media like television and movies used to be like a mental break from things.
Yeah.
But now you're on this stupid shit all the time. So people are looking for a reason to get off of it, and booze is the best reason. It's a reason for the season. Let's be real.
It is, and it's also like the reason for like these Felix Grays. I know you were wearing them on the last episode, and I've been popping them on intermittently now. I used to only wear these to write, where, you know, fuck man, I'm staring in front of a screen like 7 hours a night. Now it's like, dude, we're just staring in front of screens all day, staring at screens all day. This is gonna be a fun one today because of how much we've had to drink. All throughout this day, I have a feeling.
I've also smoked quite a bit of marijuana today, I believe is how it's pronounced. I'm not sure. I'm not a doctor, but...
Well...
Marijuana?
Yeah. If you're with McConaughey on the show, then it's pretty much a must at that point.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Another 45%. So 46% of people said they had clocked out early to get a drink at home, obviously. Another 45% said they had taken the liberty of having a drink during the workday, right? So I don't know, that maybe one less percent are checking out, or maybe it's two different groups of people. I think it's probably two different groups. Like the first group, the 45% who have admitted to drinking during the workday, I don't think you can count them as leaving early, right?
Yeah.
So does that mean that fucking 91% of people have engaged in this behavior now? Is that what we're seeing here?
Yes.
Because I would believe it, to be honest. I mean,
same.
The survey discovered that 53% of those polled have also been drinking alcohol more frequently during the lockdown. Now, that's the number that doesn't make sense to me. I would have assumed that's 100% of people.
Yes.
Like, who's drinking less alcohol right now than they were before?
I don't know one single human.
That can't be possible.
No. No, it definitely isn't. But, you know.
Well, you know, if you're out there and you're worried about whether or not you're a piece of shit, you know, the bad news is, yes, you are a piece of shit. The good news is we're all pieces of shit, clearly, so don't worry about it.
And that's what it took away from this survey here in this article. We're all just pieces of shit. Speaking of pieces of shit, Cuomo.
Oh, this motherfucker.
Is there a greater piece of shit than Andrew Cuomo? He's obviously in full court press mode when it comes to fucking his constituents, which is my favorite word, by the way.
Mm.
Unless the politician uses it. I like using it, but when politicians use it, I don't like it.
It shouldn't be allowed, no.
First this week, he said he decided to ban the sale of Confederate flags. Obviously, we don't really give a shit about that. No.
I don't care about the fucking second place trophy flag at all, but you can't tell people, you can't have one man or one person telling everybody else that they can't think something.
Right.
Or own something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that's fucked up, man. You just can't do that shit. Here's what he had to say. This country faces a pervasive growing attitude of intolerance and hate. What I have referred to in the body politic as an American cancer, he wrote. By limiting the display and sale of the Confederate flag, Nazi swastika, and other symbols of hatred from being displayed or sold on state property, including the state fairgrounds, this will help safeguard New Yorkers from the fear-instilling effects of these abhorrent symbols. So just the idea of something is so crazy to some people that they can't tolerate seeing imagery of that idea. That person probably just shouldn't exist. Like, if you're that weak, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. The other thing is, he says this is the worst part of this shit.
Sure.
He's like, technical changes to this legislation I've signed are necessary because, I mean, technically it's not constitutional or whatever. Like, literally said that he realizes that it's not going to, quote-unquote, pass the First Amendment test. Pass the First Amendment test, and you put your fucking signature on it to make it a law.
It doesn't...
Are you out of your fucking mind? This guy is the biggest piece of shit in America right now.
It doesn't really matter to a lot of people. People are going to do whatever the fuck they want to. Now, me personally, on this subject with Confederate flags and all that shit, I was thinking back to the Nazi shit, like the war memorabilia. Isn't that illegal? Is that part of...
What's that now?
To own Nazi memorabilia?
I don't think in America, but in Germany it is. Yeah.
It is, right? Yeah. So with this, I guess your argument is, hey man, this was from the Civil War or it meant something else and you're from the South and you don't have a Confederate flag. To me, whenever you tell people they can't have something here.
Yeah, they're just going to want it.
That's it. And there'll be fucking Confederate flags and people sharing the shit. And the more and more you talk about it, the more and more it becomes prevalent and makes people want to go out and do it and wave the flag and all that shit. So, you know, I don't know.
Well, he was just getting started with that one. I mean,
yeah,
like casually violating the Constitution and then even admitting to it. That's just, you know, that's a warm up for him. I mean, look, this guy's got nipple rings. He's 65 years old.
Yeah.
He's not fucking around, dude.
No.
He's playing for keeps.
He was supposed to be in Biden's cabinet, and then they found out that he was sexually harassing a staffer for years and years and years.
Right, yeah, yeah. Imagine that. So also this week, he told owners of restaurants that they should be happy for his ban on indoor dining. Man, even though the state of New York did independent research and determined that only 1.43% of state cases were linked to bars and restaurants. It's the same shit we saw in Nashville, by the way, where the mayor there tried to fucking seal that data from coming out. Here's a quote from Governor Cuomo, who, again, giant piece of shit.
Yeah.
So if you run into him in public, let him know he's a piece of shit. Maybe if you find his phone number, email address, let him know. Anyways, he said, let's focus on what the real issues that we should be concerned about and where we are really. I have all sorts of people who are concerned. Well, you went down to 25% indoor dining. You canceled indoor dining. You're requesting more testing for people in salons, lower capacity in gyms. Yes to all of them. That is not the real problem. That is not what you should worry about. What you should worry about is shutdown, because if we do not change the trajectory, we could very well be headed to shutdown, and shutdown is something we worry about, or something to worry about. That is really something to worry about, blah, blah, blah. We go back to where we were. All non-essential businesses closed. They go to zero. So, yes, we're trying to change the trajectory. Well, I'm upset you're trying to change the trajectory. He's like making fun of people for questioning this stuff. You should be happy, because if we don't change the trajectory, we're going to go to shut down, and then your business is going to close. And that, my friend, is a real problem. Worry about that, because that is a real worry. Motherfucker, are you out of your goddamn mind with this bullshit? Like, this guy who, first of all, put all these folks in nursing homes
and killed them. Is he the grandma killer?
Which was essentially a fucking...
There's a nickname for him.
It was essentially a fucking death sentence for these people. He's mismanaged that state budget. He's fucked over police. He's ran all the millionaires out of town, all the people that make New York what it is,
yeah,
right? He shut down tens of thousands of businesses permanently. Tens of thousands of businesses in the state of New York will never reopen again. People, like, families have lost everything because of his bullshit. And this is his fucking response to that. You should be happy for the privilege of letting me shut down your fucking business. How about you get fucked, you piece of shit? This guy needs to be, honestly, sheriffs in New York need to drag this man out of the fucking governor's mansion or whatever it is and throw him out on the street. He needs to be physically removed from office at this point. He is a danger to the people that he's presiding over at this point.
So you can recall a governor, and I know they're doing it in California currently.
Oh, well, they've done it a couple of times.
Right, and they're in the process of it now with Gavin Newsom out in California. And those signatures are really starting to gain steam. I think it's like 900,000 or something crazy. But was it the grandma killer?
Yeah, that was one. Yeah,
the grandma killer. Me personally, fuck, I don't think we know enough about the disease, but therefore, as far as fucking homeboy is concerned, don't tell everybody you know about the disease and then after you killed a bunch of people and be like, well, I learned from cracking a few eggs. And then Gavin Newsom's out there, the recall, how many signatures is that up to? Can you pull that up?
They'll get it. I think for California to recall statewide, you need something like a certain percentage of the total electorate from the previous election. So they probably need like 2.5 million.
Well, they're up to 800,000.
800,000. That's a lot. Jesus Christ. They'll definitely hit that. The weird thing is when they do.
Oh, and they only need 1.5 by mid-March. Good. Yeah, they'll probably get there.
Oh, they'll definitely get there. It's just a matter of money.
Yeah.
I worked on one of those campaigns before. It's just money.
Yeah,
you just have to pay people to go get the signatures and verify.
They'll do it for sure because California is still shut down.
Yeah, and he's gone. I mean, there's 0% chance that man staying in office after the fucking shit he's pulled. We'll get to this later on, but the latest court battle over shutdown stuff went in the favor of small business and the American public again. The courts have not failed one time so far.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan Supreme Court, federal court in Pennsylvania, now a federal court in San Diego have all told these motherfuckers to suck our dicks, right? And so have the sheriffs, by and large, in the United States. So they're really holding the line there. I feel like these sheriffs need to, maybe just grab Cuomo by the nipple rings and toss him out into the ocean.
Well, we'll see if they do that.
Learn to swim.
Yeah, learn to swim. I think he can swim. I think he's got a place in Martha's Vineyard. I think he can swim.
Maybe, or he'll pay somebody to swim for him.
Maybe. What I can tell you, though, is he doesn't deserve that government discount at ghostbed.com.
Ghostbed, if you're out there listening to this, do not extend any discounts to Governor Cuomo.
No. Make it Cuomo-less. Let's go both. Let's go Chris and Andrew on this one. Mm. Chris doesn't work in the government, but let's face it, he kind of works for the government.
Well, yeah. And there was an article about Cuomo's ex-wife in the paper today.
Which one?
What's her name? The blonde one.
Ah, yeah. What was her sitch?
I don't know. Just her, like, what's her name? Sandra Lee. Mm. That's her name, yeah. I don't know what her sitch is, but she's pretty hot.
Well,
I don't know how much money she got out of that divorce, but Sandra, if you're out there,
hit up Dan Holloway, Dan Holloway on Instagram. He answers all of his DMs.
I don't,
he'd
but
be more than happy
definitely
to
answer yours.
To fill you up.
I guess she finally moved out of his house.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I mean, it was COVID, right?
Yeah, it's COVID. Perfect time to move in New York, right?
Well, I mean, now that she's moved, she probably is in the market for a couple of new beds. She should probably get some ghost beds.
Goddamn right. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. If you're a member of the military, or first responder, a teacher, or work in the government, she is hot. Put her up on screen.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
get Sandra Lee in a ghost bed, folks.
Put her in a ghost bed, dude. Get her some sheets, an adjustable base. She needs to rest that head, she needs to hold that head up high. They've got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program, no interest there. All of these deals are applicable with that, which knocks it down to like $30 a month. And for the rest of us dummies, for the rest of Christmas, they're doing a special where if you type in the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout, the rest of us civilians get the 30% off as well, which is awesome. And whoever's making a run at her, you've got to have a ghost bed at home.
I've got two, Sandra, if you're out there and you're listening, and that's the litmus test, and I'm already...
Sandra!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit me up.
Hit us up.
How many people's DMs do you think she's dropped into? I would say probably zero.
No, probably zero, but...
Yeah.
she's like 2 weeks away from fucking Pete Davidson.
Oh yeah. Probably. That's a great call, actually.
Probably. She probably moved in with him.
Pete Davidson is the king of the rebound of like, oh, hey, are you feeling down or lonely?
You
great.
Come be miserable with me and check out my butthole eyes. Yeah. Don't fall in, though, because there's gravity there.
There's gravity there in those butthole eyes, Pete Davidson. Ariana Grande. Who else? Larry David's daughter. There was
Kate
a bunch of them.
Kate fucking Beckinsale.
That's right, dude. God damn it. In real life, yeah. No. The Kate Beckinsale thing, I'll never understand.
What exactly is that kid funny for, except for being put in things? I mean, he doesn't fuck anything up, I guess.
He's not great on SNL.
He's like the John Harbaugh of SNL. Comedy. Yeah. Like, he exists in a lot of stuff, but he's in some stuff that's successful, but he doesn't fuck it up, but he also doesn't do anything.
He started out real funny because it was interesting that he was like 19 and so polished, and then he just hasn't really evolved beyond his act when he was a 19-year-old.
I don't think he's really tried either. He's had a shit ton of problems with drugs and shit. Like,
with drugs? I don't like the way you're talking.
Rehab, suicide problem. Like,
he needs to get his shit together. Look, there's a book coming out sometime next year called How to Drink and Do Drugs Like an Adult.
Yep.
Authored by.
And so, that'll teach you how to do drugs and drink like an adult.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah, I'll send you a free copy, Pete, and I'll sign it. Pete. Yep. I'll sign it. Or butthole eyes. I don't know. Or buttle eyes. B-U-T-T-L-E is my favorite contraction. It's butthole, but it's...
Butthole eyes. Yeah. Next up, America's plutocracy is growing. 45 of the biggest 50 companies in America have become more profitable since March. According to a new study by the Washington Post, 27 of them held layoffs this year, collectively cutting 100,000 workers.
Think about those two things in conjunction.
Yeah.
So 45 of the biggest companies, we're talking about social media companies, we're talking about Amazon, mm-hmm. right? Talking about Walmart, et cetera. 27 out of the 50, so over half of the 50 have cut payroll.
Yeah.
But they're making more money. Now, how does that make sense exactly? How they're making more money, but they also cut payroll. Like, how greedy of a cunt do you really intend on being exactly? I like billionaires because they provide a lot of stuff that I couldn't otherwise get. I love Amazon. I love being able to buy that shit and get it immediately.
Yeah, for certain things.
But why do we have to incentivize you that much to do it? Why do you have to be able to make that amount of money to do it? I'm not saying there should be a limit on how much money you can make, but a reasonable human being says, you know what? A 30% margin is pretty good. If that's your business, if it's something more detailed, a 60% margin is perfect. 1.6x everything I do.
Yeah.
Great. Made my nut. Why does it have to be 400%? Why do you have to keep doing this bullshit and fucking people over and then firing them when shit goes bad for you?
Yeah. The other part about it is, or pay taxes. Like, just pay it.
I mean, they don't pay any of the taxes nothing. We do. Facebook, Google, all those companies, they don't pay property tax. They don't pay shit.
Right.
I mean, GE, this is a famous case study. 2013, 2015, I think in 2017 as well, their tax filings have been looked at, and they were profiting somewhere in the 10 to 13 billion range, mm-hmm. and getting like a $1 to $3 billion refund.
Right.
Like, what the fuck, man? Somebody at some point, that's you and me, by the way. It's not poor people, and it's not people making $2 million a year. There's people making $50,000 a year to $200,000 a year that pay all of those goddamn taxes.
Yeah.
Whenever these fucking cunts at these companies don't pay their taxes, it comes from us.
Every single time, and that's what's happening.
And now 8 million Americans have dropped into poverty since March. 12%. 12%, the largest jump in 60 fucking years has happened. That's how can that be possible?
It's going to keep going, by the way. So, you know. It sucks, but it's unfortunately not surprising. You know who pays taxes, though, is Manscaped.
They do pay taxes. They also fucking do a really good job of making me not look like a Yeti.
Yes.
Although I do like Yeti the most.
Yeah. Big fan of Yeti, the cooler, but...
I don't want my dick and balls looking like a Yeti.
Correct. And that's obviously Yeti and the spaghetti. We're talking the Abominable Snowman. That's Yeti.
Hey, can you watch the Abominable Snowman anymore, or is it a problem?
I think it's a problem because he's white, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've canceled him. You can get the Weed Whacker, though, for your nostrils and your ears. You can also get the Lawnmower 3.0 for your pubis region here. You see the boxes on the desk. These are the finest men's grooming products on the planet. Let's face it, everybody has to do this shit, or you should at least. You can't just walk around in the world with a bush down there that looks like you spent time in the 70s without a pair of scissors. This will trim it up. It's classy as shit. It looks like it came from like Brookstone or something like that. And they have a rad dop kit there, that leather one in front of D'Anthony.
Yeah, it's nice.
Use that all the time. Go to manscaped.com today. You get 20% off. A little holiday bundle package for both of these. Free shipping with a promo code DB Sports. DB Sports is the promo code at manscaped.com because our sports show is moved to a new channel. Subscribe to that on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. We are now doing 4 days a week on a sports show as well, and YouTube. Subscribe to Drinking Bros Sports on YouTube. And when you go to manscaped.com, use DB Sports promo code for 20% off and free shipping there. Next up, Fed sees millions of PPP funds from international ministry. Why not Joel Osteen?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, so Secret Service sees more than $7.5 million out of accounts from Aslan International Ministry. I don't know if they named that after the fucking the lion from C.S. Lewis's works.
I think
or what
so.
The fuck ever.
They were big fans.
Yeah, a so-called international ministry based in Florida. And they didn't appear to actually do anything, so... They did a site check, right?
Yeah.
With some investigators, and there, no one went. There was like nothing there. It was like boiler room shit, right? Yeah, there was nothing there. It's the largest sting in law enforcement history, as far as or at least in the last year, of cracking down on this PPP shit. 80 arrests connected to $240 million in fraud.
Yeah.
Right? So $250 million. This is how, but if you're out there and you're on the left side of the political spectrum, and one of the things that you really harp on is bringing power back into the government, like healthcare and all this other stuff, man, you really gotta suspend your disbelief to think the government is competent in any way. Are we really going to be comfortable putting these assholes in charge? Like, how much money was distributed from this, and why is $250 million of it just fucking floating around in the ether? You know what I mean?
This was, by the way, this was exactly what I predicted. Of course. People would get this money. It would be mismanaged or stolen, and then we're going to be dealing with trying to catch up with these assholes later, spending even more money, trying to track down where that actual money went.
That's the good question, right? How much money are we spending on FBI agents and Secret Service agents and investigators, even the lower level people, and then the U.S. Attorney's Office, all these clerks that are fucking going through discovery and putting documents together? We're spending fucking tens of millions of dollars to deal with incompetence from the government.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? That's not the worst thing.
No.
The worst thing is Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
let's be real about that. This motherfucker got $4.4 million in small business loans. Can somebody, anybody tell me what service this cunt is providing to the United States fucking America?
A service to Jesus.
No.
No.
No, because, you know, Jesus stopped a prostitute from washing his feet and washed hers and said, to make a fucking point, Joel Osteen told people who were drowning to get the fuck out of his building. Fuck him. And everybody like him.
But I think Osteen did have a prostitute wash his feet just to do it. It had nothing to do with the Bible, obviously. Maybe. He just wanted to do it. I think he said he was wearing jelly shoes and his feet just felt
dirty. They make jellies anymore?
For men, they're called Crocs, right?
Well.
You ever seen a dude just wearing Crocs like in real life, like walking around?
Yeah, I saw a dude at the fucking gas station the other day.
No shit.
He was wearing them in tactical mode with socks, too. Yeah. I mean, he was ready to fuck somebody up.
I never see my kids wear them in the backyard, like, you know, playing around with the water hose and shit like that. But, like, that's about it. I don't ever see them in real life.
Well, you shouldn't.
Yeah, dude. Look, it's a Crocless town. Put that picture up of jelly shoes on the screen right now. That's exactly... When I said it, by the way, out of my mouth, that those are the exact ones that I expected. Some people go lime green. I think about the invisible ones.
$16 at Walmart.
Well, they were just dirty as shit. So they are for sale. You're kidding me. That's amazing. That's amazing. Somebody in the message board says my IQ looks like it's gone up 50 points from wearing the glasses. I feel like it. I feel like a gentleman.
It's actually gone down.
I feel pretty smart wearing these things. Where is it fucking at all the time, these goddamn things? Next up, we got expressvpn.com/drinkingbros. Protect your digital butthole, man. It is time. China.
Now's the time to wrap that thing up.
China. Did you read that report today from the Homeland Security? It was just like, hey, man, we're hacked. Like that. It has happened for the last 6 to 9 months.
Well, I mean, it's been happening for a long time. There's something like... I don't remember what the actual number is. I think it's like 3,600 individual separate attacks against federal institutions per month or something like that. It's crazy. It's an insane amount. If you don't think they're coming after your data, I mean, China doesn't give a fuck about the American government anymore.
No.
They care about the American people. That's why they bought up all the movie studios. That's why they're buying up all the real estate. It has nothing to do with the government
TikTok,
anymore.
TikTok, all that shit.
Yeah. It's all about collecting your data and selling you bullshit.
Correct.
That's it.
All they want is to buy a shit from Wish all day long. If we just bought shit from Wish, they'd be amped about it. LeBron James loves Wish, and it's on the front of his fucking jersey, him and the rest of the Lakers.
Well, I don't think he negotiated that deal.
Nah, he wore it with pride. He didn't give a shit. What were you going to say, Hot Bob?
This news story says that we are currently, I guess, you know, we're kind of always in a current state of cyber attack, but it seems to be like extra. You know, like how... We're always getting radiation from the sun, but every once in a while, a sunspot hits.
Yeah.
That's kind of apparently what's going on right now with cyber attack.
Great. That's the last thing I need in 2020 is an empty bank account and a fucking fistful of problems.
Well, I mean, look, you know? To be honest, if all the money goes away, what becomes valuable? The ability to survive becomes valuable. Yeah. And my market value is going up. You know what I mean?
It's dance time, brother.
Because I will fucking just tear your heart out, man.
Yeah, man.
It's I can't wait. That's it. You guys have never seen me excited about anything before.
This is the first time I've seen you remotely smile on the show.
But just the chaos that I thrive in, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Again, we've been going hard today. I'm wearing glasses. Dan's rocks. I'm having trouble pronouncing words and phrases.
Well, that's
you'll understand on Sunday. But if you want to protect yourself, and let's say you don't have a Dan in your life, go to expressvpn.com/drinkingbros today. Look, you can do all of the things on there. Porn is a big one now.
Yeah, being able to bypass some of the filters. And, you know, one of the things I hate the most on P-Hub especially is when I click on something, it says, oh, this video is not available in your country. And I'm like, you know what? It's available now. Click, 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 change my country. And, you know, particularly if you're in one of those... if you're on a government, let's be real about it. I don't care. I'm out. You can't do anything now.
Yeah.
If you're on a government computer and you're trying to watch porn at work, or if you're deployed and you're trying to watch porn, here we go.
Yeah.
Just saying. I used a VPN when I was deployed 10 years ago.
Everybody, years ago, dude. Yeah. Everybody. And full disclosure, ExpressVPN was just like, hey, man, do you guys have any problems talking about porn? No. We never have a problem talking about pornography on this show.
No. Why would we?
Yeah. No, dude. And with Pornhub taking down, 9 million videos? What was it, Giorgio? One-third of their content?
Two-thirds.
Two-thirds of the content.
I'm fine with that, though. If they're getting predatory shit out there, I'm fine. Here. I don't need to see that.
Obviously.
I just need to see...
But we need a regulated site with that much material.
I just need to see a 23-year-old woman who is the stepmother to a clearly 35-year-old man.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Because it's all about story for me.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And I can't get those stories without ExpressVPN.
.com/drinkingbros. Yeah. That is ExpressVPN.com/drinkingbros. 3 months free with a 1-year package there, which is amazing. It's like $7 a month, dude. So, look, you can go watch porn. You can do whatever you want there. Mm-hmm. It's the best. Next up, Anthony, wearing someone else's face. A hyper-realistic mask started going on sale in Japan. These things creeped the shit out of me.
I love it, man.
Pull that up for the audience, Hot Bob.
Yeah, it
was fucking gnarly.
It's
dude.
Really like Game of Thrones. What's his name? Jack and Hagar, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah,
I can't say
is.
His name, but the many faced god, the faceless men.
Look at that.
You know,
dude.
This is, I enjoy it.
Is that full screen?
I enjoy it. Yeah, apparently, these things are people that have seen him in person are even more creeped out by him, which is I like it. I like that. Look at this thing.
$950 a piece at a Tokyo
show. So for under $1,000, you can look like somebody else. I mean, so we're primed for this right now. Everybody's walking around wearing a mask anyways. And by the way, just as a caveat, this mask will not protect you from anything.
No.
It's not a COVID protection device or anything. It's just a fucked up weird thing. But
it could get you laid.
Maybe if you put on, you know, McConaughey's face and walk through Austin, you could probably get laid.
Maybe, man. Have you ever met a doppelganger who rides off that?
Oh, man. I mean, that guy that's with a Tactical Brewery kind of looks like Christian Bale. No, I've not. No.
Oh, man.
I mean, every fucking dude playing Elvis in Vegas. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's a kink, dude. So this market is going to be gangbusters. I mean, dude, at this price at $950 to look identical to somebody, I'll buy fucking 10 of these. I'll wear a goddamn OJ mask in here and do a whole show as OJ Simpson. Speaking of which...
I guess that's the question, though, right?
Put that up. Put that up on screen right there. Because look at how realistic all these fucking people look over there. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's insane. Now, whether the motion of the face is commensurate with the realism of the static image is another thing. But if it is anywhere in the ballpark, man, it's going to be wild. Who are you going to choose? What's your face?
It's a great question. And I was thinking about this. And I think the face that you should do is Jared Taylor. So whoever you date next that you don't really like that much, put Jared Taylor's face on her face and then fuck that face. And then send Jared a video being like, dude, you would not stop blowing me last night. And
You want me to put the Jared Taylor face on her?
Yes.
This seems like something you should talk to a therapist about. Because I don't know why you're trying to fucking angle me into fucking Jared so you can watch it and laugh. That's fucked up.
I'll tell you why.
What the fuck is going on here?
I think that's the only way to get Jared these days. Like that's pretty much it. He'll be here tomorrow. And I think he's coming as Big Lebowski for a Christmas special.
No, the Big Lebowski is the old man. He's coming as the dude.
Oh, he's coming as the dude tomorrow. Yeah. I think that's the only way to get him anymore. Like, he's filmed some fucked up videos for me that included my ball sack.
Look, we've all done a lot of weird shit to each other
over
the years. But
this would be a topper,
dude. That'd be one thing. If we just sent – I mean, that's what I want to do. I told somebody – as soon as I saw this article, I was discussing with somebody. I'm like, you know what would be the best?
Yeah.
Is if you could make yourself look like somebody else and just follow them around and do the same things they're doing, but like a like 20% over this way.
Yeah.
Just to ruin their fucking life. You know what I mean? Because I don't – what the fuck do I have to do?
No, nothing. Therefore, why not stick your dick in Jared?
Well –
he went to Jared. Then you could use that slogan over and over and over again, and it'd be great.
I mean, let's be real. If I had access to this for all of you guys, I would just be framing you for random crimes all the time.
Yes,
that's all I would be doing. I would be, or trying to bang your wives. So it's one of the two things.
The other thing that freaks me out, like, and this is only because of having kids. Like, they have to go through whatever the generation this fucking bullshit is we're in right now, and it's like, God damn it, man, is this going to be like the new form of bullying where it's just like, oh yeah, fuck you, I'll just buy a face off of you in Japan, yeah, and wear it to school every day. Like,
we're gonna go out and be Asian today, guys.
Yeah. What are we doing, dude? Like, this is it's a weird time where you're just like, do we have any more kids? Do they need to see any of this bullshit? Like, what the fuck are we
things
doing
are only anymore? Gonna get weirder.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Like, people are gonna invent things for one reason and they're gonna be used for another, just like always.
Deep fakes, like all that shit is gonna be used for crazy shit. That South Park thing with Trump. Doing the deep fake thing, man. Like, that's where we're headed with this, where it's just like, all right, great. Now we're wearing people's faces.
We're 5 or 7 years away from digital media being completely without any way to tell if it's real or not.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like once the technology that it exists now to be able to do it, but once it rolls downhill to dumb-dumbs that live in their mom's basement stay on Reddit all day,
uh-huh,
all those motherfuckers are going to do with their $5,000 rig is fuck with people always.
Yeah.
Like, we're done.
Yeah.
No one will ever know what's happening again, which is fine because we don't know now anyways.
What's going to be your reaction when one of our listeners buys your face and then fucks your mouth with it?
Well, I don't know about that, but we definitely went on a cruise and... this woman showed up with my face all over a fucking bikini she had made.
Yes. Yes, she did.
Which was...
it's amazing, but she wasn't wearing your face.
No, not on her face. No, that would be weird.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
I mean, that's what I would do, though. I would fucking show up here every day I would show up here wearing your face. Every single day.
If you knew...
I would take it off afterwards, but every single day I would show up wearing your face.
If she was hot, right? And then she was like, hey, I've got this weird kink that I need you to get down on. I want to wear your face in bed with you. And then you have to stare at yourself while you're fucking yourself.
Well, I never look at the girl's face anyways. It just always seemed rude to me. You know what I mean? For her to expect that.
Obviously,
so
yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Too judgmental? No, yeah. I understand it.
No, and look, her face looks a lot different with my hand around her throat anyways. And her eyes are bugged out and shit. So it's like, am I really going to be able to tell that she's, come on.
Yeah, but it's you. It's your own face, Dan, you know?
I don't know. I've never seen my face like that, but I guess I'll give it a try. Yeah,
give it a gozies. Next up, we're moving to San Diego.
Yep.
Why? Because the San Diego strip clubs can remain open and make their own determinations about providing a safe environment for dancers and patrons through the epidemic, which is great. Churches are now forced to use this rule of law to open up churches in California.
Honestly, I thought that churches should have been strip clubs from the very beginning. I mean, if you're really trying to get people involved in your ministry, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
No one cares about building fucking schools in the Baja Peninsula of Mexico or shit. They want to fucking see
nobody
titties,
nobody cares
man.
About water. Yeah, dude. It's all titties these days. That's all we're in is titties, man. They don't want to talk about water.
What even is water?
H2O?
Hydrogen and oxygen? Get fucked.
Do something important with your life and then come back to me. No, this story has been massive recently. And look, 33 million people are shut down, essentially, in a lockdown. Like, I understand it. Somebody was going to beat the loophole. I was not expecting it to be strip club owners.
Why would you not expect it to be the biggest dirtbag hustlers of all time? Of course it's them.
Those guys, man. But it's tough because you don't know who owns it and why. It's always a buddy of a buddy of a buddy. And it's just like, oh, hey, do you really own this place? No, it's my uncle. And it's always something else for like money laundering.
Well, in this one, the scope actually reaches outside of so it's an injunction on Gavin Newsom's order, basically.
Okay.
That were filed by two different strip clubs. But it per the judge, let's see, what did he say? He says it applies to San Diego County businesses with any restaurant services including strip clubs, and that exempts them from shutdowns and, quote, any related orders, end quote, that bar live adult entertainment and go beyond protocols that are, quote, that are no greater than essential, end quote, to controlling the spread of COVID-19.
Yeah.
Now, remember, when we're talking about New York, I don't know if it's if this carries over to strip clubs, but bars or restaurants, it's a 1.3 to 1.5% of all COVID cases being reported or contact traced back there, which means anytime during the incubation or exposure period with someone in a restaurant or a bar exposed to somebody else.
Yeah.
That's what that means. That's a lot of fucking data going on there. That means there's virtually no chance of getting it at a bar or restaurant unless you fucking spit in somebody's mouth, right? Which I do, but I get tested first.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. But at a strip club, though, one would imagine you're going to get a lot more than just COVID there.
I'm not even a strip club guy, but I support small businesses, and I definitely support single mothers.
Yeah.
So, and titties, obviously. So it's like, this seems like a no-brainer to me. So Judge Joel Wolfiel is the opposite of the Get Fucked of the Week, whatever
easy
that is.
Easy name to say there, yeah. W-H-O-I-F-I-E-L. That is a super weird name to have for a judge. But look, San Diegans, is that right? Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I nailed it on that one. We
it's
support
not
you.
Whale Virginians?
No, we support you out there, San Diegans. We really do. We support everything that you guys are doing. We also support VinceroWatches.com/drinkingbros. VinceroWatches.com/drinkingbros. Fantastic Christmas gift. This is it. We're down to crunch time here. They'll deliver it to your house before Christmas. It's a great stocking stuffer. Shit, it's a great gift in real life, for Christ's sakes. These guys never give discounts there, but they do now at VinceroWatches.com/drinkingbros. 15% off. I've been wearing this fucking thing for, I don't know, 8 months now. I love it. I coached Team of Destiny in this, God's Children. Blue Dragons to a 6-and-under championship in Texas. This was the watch I was wearing. It's a watch of champions, people. Go to VinceroWatches.com/drinkingbros for 15% off. They get a million bands and styles. And let's face it, man, you need something fucking cool to wear out to dinner. You and I are going out after this. Get ready. I feel bad for them.
For whom?
For the people we're going out with tonight.
It's fine. They'll be fine.
We were day drinking hard with McConaughey. And
I'll just, like, take some other stuff. Right? Life's about balance.
Really is. Yeah. Really is. And nobody knows more about balance than Mary Lou Retton and Dan Holloway.
Yeah. So. Mostly the two of us.
R.I.P. Did she die?
No.
Yeah, she feels
she's
like
definitely not dead. She's like 55 or something.
There's some people you just feel like they're dead, where you're just like, I don't see them or hear from them. Maybe
52,
they're dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just because there's no reason to know what she's doing now. She's a normal human being back doing what normal human beings do.
Emlo, dude. Yeah.
The only thing I'm interested in is now that she's 52, her height is like listed at 4'9", but that's got to be like athlete. That's got to be from the Olympics. Oof. She's got to be like 4'5", 4'8", 4'7" now,
yeah,
right?
What kind of name is Retton exactly? Because some cultures, the old ladies shrink, like Jewish culture and Italian ladies, they shrink.
Yep.
But some don't. So I wonder if she's part of one of those. Man, she might disappear entirely. She may Benjamin Button off the fucking planet at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's put out a search party, an APB for Mary Lou Retton, find out where she is. If you're out there in the audience and you know, if you live in West Virginia,
let's find out where Emlu is.
Yeah, because she may be in danger, and you wouldn't be able to tell unless you can look down.
She's shrinking.
Right, because
she's shrinking. So
in a crowd, you'll never see her.
By the way, the
certainly
maximum...
she'll be part of the Olympics coming back in 2028, right? Because she wasn't in the Olympics when it was in L.A.?
Yeah, 84, yeah. So here's the deal. She's 4'9", technically, according to Wikipedia. That is 1 inch under the maximum legal height for a midget. Oh, no, it's 4'11". She's 2 inches under that. She only weighs 93 pounds. And that was like me in like fifth grade, for Christ's sakes, fourth grade. Amazing. Emlu, we love you. Next up, the pandemic is leaving more military families seeking food assistance. The YMCA at Fort Bragg started a food pantry last year in response to the growing food insecurity among military families, saw a 40% increase in requests for groceries since COVID. During the same period, grocery requests to America Serves, a network that helps military families, jumped to the biggest service requests in the organization's history. This story is much the same around the country right now, with hunger groups and things like that. for the lowest income families in the military. They're facing a specific set of challenges. You'll be able to speak on this better than I will, but what is it exactly? And tell the audience.
Well, there's a lot of things that go on there. So, I mean, aside from particularly lower enlisted people getting paid nothing, which is fucked up in its own right, military spouses finding jobs. Look, if you could find somebody that's not independently wealthy, that is a single parent, a single breadwinner home, right? The one person makes most of the money and the other person doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's not a thing anymore.
No.
So getting reassigned or restationed every 3 to 5 years, which is common in the military, these people, one, lose their jobs first because, you know, they have to move on a regular basis. And when things like this happen, usually they're the last in, so they're the first out. It's also harder for them to get jobs because people are like, well, you're just going to leave in a year. You know what I mean? Like, we know what the fucking deal is. We've done nothing to help these people. This is embarrassment. This is bad.
So what's the answer to this?
I don't know what the answer is. The answer is that under no circumfucking stances can this shit happen. That's a goddamn answer. I don't give a fuck what the answer is. The answer is whatever amount of money I have to dump on this to make this go away, that's the fucking answer. I don't give a fuck about that.
Right.
Like we're not arguing over policy here. We're arguing over what is right and what is wrong. The idea that this could happen in our country right now or any time is fucking embarrassing, to be honest. I don't know what the answer is. I mean,
is it not built into budgets? And that's a dumb question, but I'm just
curious. Here's one of the big problems. So people, let's say you're a fucking an E4 in the military and you've got a wife and two kids. So you're an E4, you might be somewhere between 23, 25 years old maybe. On a normal trajectory, and you've got a wife and two kids, you don't qualify because you get something called BAS, which is basic allowance for sustenance for food, right? You get a certain amount of money from the government for food per month. Because of that, you're not eligible for like any kind of fucking welfare, any of that shit. So you're fucked unless your spouse is out there working. That's the only way you can make money as in this situation. So to me, this is just unacceptable in the worst way that something can be. To me, this is like pedophilia, right? This is one of those things that exists that everybody should be on the same page about. This problem has to go, no matter what. Whatever we have to do to make that go away, it's got to go away. But for whatever reason, we don't have an appetite for it.
Well,
I think people are so embarrassed by the fact that this shit even exists that they don't know what to do.
I don't even know that they're embarrassed. I just don't think the media covers this enough. Like you write the news every week. Unless you brought this up, I have not seen this at all. What was the fucking source on this? Yeah, man, it's Duh News, DYNUZ. Yeah. And I like them, by the way, and I'm not shitting on their site because they do have at least a different variety of news articles on there. Yeah, man, this isn't sexy enough for a headline for a lot of people, and fucking CNN's not going to talk about this shit.
No.
So look, unless you're coming here to fake news, which is kind of real news sometimes, you're never going to hear about this shit.
Yeah. To me, allowing military families to suffer in any kind of way is a problem. Can't do it.
Right.
So I'm going to say some bad words and you're just going to have to sit there and listen to it. Beyond staying mission ready and things like that, everybody knows the trope. A distracted soldier is a dead soldier, right? If my guy's out there fighting or my girl's out there fighting and she's worried about her fucking toddler or his toddler at home that doesn't have fucking food on their table while they're fighting for this goddamn country, then we have failed them in the worst possible way. So these men and women sign up to literally, if necessary, give everything, their life. And we don't have the fucking, courage, or it doesn't matter enough to us. All of you in Congress, especially you veterans like Tulsi Gabbard and Dan Crenshaw and others, you fucking failed. You failed. You could not have failed these people more than you have failed them. And you failed to do the most important thing that you could ever do, which is take care of those that protect you. And you know more so than others because you fucking lived that life. and you've turned your fucking back on these people. I don't want to hear about, oh, it's fucking complicated in DC. Fuck you, all right? Fuck every single one of you. Get your shit together, you fucking pathetic egomaniacs.
Yeah, and, you know, instead of focusing on stories like these, there's stories like the next one, where it's like, this was one of the biggest stories of the week, this Eric Swalwell thing. Did he bang a Chinese spy? Dude, I heard nothing about military families seeking food assistance. I heard plenty about this. Did he fuck a Chinese spy? Eric Swalwell, this piece of shit. And this was on Fox News, right? So the previous article before was on Dun News,
right?
Which is, again, D-N-Y-U-Z. Is that how they're spelling?
Right, yeah.
And then Fox News is like, let's go with the Swalwell thing, fucking a Chinese spy. A suspected Chinese intelligence operative developed extensive ties with local and national politicians, including a U.S. congressman, Swalwell, and what U.S. officials believe was a political intelligence operation run by China's main civilian spy agency between 2011 and 2015. Axios found in a year-long investigation, while the suspected operative's activities appear to have ended during the Obama administration's, concerns about Beijing's influence operations have spanned since President Trump's time in office and will continue to be a core focus for the U.S. counterintelligence during the Biden administration. Ever since Axios reported this, the Chinese national named Christine Fang, or Fang Fang, she's affectionately known.
Is that like her Instagram handle?
Maybe. Maybe Christine Fang was taken. There's a lot of vampire kinks out there, so I don't know. Had ties to a number of political figures, including Swalwell, and had sexual interactions with at least two Midwestern mayors. Now, that's the sexy part of this story to me. What towns in the Midwest, what were you hoping to accomplish with that?
Actually, Chinese spies get busted in, like, Iowa and shit all the time, trying to steal, like, Monsanto secrets and shit like that.
Really?
As a Midwesterner, I know this fairly well.
No shit.
Yeah, they try to steal like GMO secrets, corn genetics, shit like that.
That's crazy, man. Right? I never would have guessed that in a million years.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I mean, I guess agriculture and all that shit is huge. And, you know, when you develop a pandemic in a lab and then release it out to the world and kill everybody, you want to be able to feed yourself afterwards. Yeah. So it makes sense.
And if you wonder what the Chinese are up to and what kind of game they're playing, this woman first approached Swalwell when he was a city council member in Dublin, California. So Dublin is like near Livermore. It's about, what, 15, 20 minutes east of Oakland. Mm-hmm. Some small fucking podunk bullshit suburb of Oakland. And they engaged them then, predicting that he would be involved in major politics later. That's the game China's playing now.
Oh, they always play game there. Yeah.
So when you see people like fucking, I don't know, Joe Biden, for example, with as much Chinese dick in his mouth as he can fucking fit.
Yep.
And it's not because he's pro-China. It's because he's anti-Trump. So he had to fucking feign pro-China a little bit, which is the dumbest goddamn thing of all time and why American politics are fucked. But the fact that he is that person and we elected him, then we elected a guy during the social justice movement that presided over, or I'm sorry, that wrote the crime bill and the woman that enforced it in the largest state. None of this is real, right?
Like, it doesn't feel like it.
If you wrote all this shit down and tried to turn it in as a movie script, they'd be like, wait, but this doesn't make sense. What the fuck are you talking about, dude? They would kick you out of the fucking room, but somehow this is our goddamn life.
Yeah, and like, look, last night I was watching, Biden was in a rally in Georgia.
Mm.
It was about 12 to 18 people that showed up for this. Like, I don't get it. I don't get how he won. He had 82 million votes. It simply does not make sense to me. That sent off running is in January 5th in Georgia. And it was literally 18 people. Can you pull that up? There was a picture of it last night. Now, granted, maybe some of this was COVID where they told them to be in the cars or whatever. But like, I just... I can't believe it. Look at his. It was Georgia rally from yesterday. It was just yesterday in there. And there's a picture of it. And it's just like, oh, hey. Even the media goes in and they're like, we'll take these super close shots. I watched the footage, right? There was like fucking 18 people at this goddamn thing. Somebody was in a car. I don't know what's happening, to be honest with you. It's strange. I wish there was evidence of something other than this, but, you know, we're not going to get it, probably.
No. No, we'll never see anything.
Yeah, even this. Like, if you can show that those shots of Biden at the thing. Oh, it's YouTube. We have to watch like a fucking 2-minute commercial.
Yeah.
By the way, YouTube is adding like 80 commercials to our fucking shit, but they won't monetize us.
At least it's feet.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
This Owen fixed the commercial issue.
Oh, you did? Good.
Yep. Everyone's pretty happy. Lloyd hit me up.
There it is. Right there. Yep. Just God bless America. No, this is when he was actually running for... I'm sorry. That's yesterday. You're right.
My name is Joe Biden.
Look at that. Rewind that, dude. There was like... fucking four people at this goddamn thing, man. I mean, it is so crazy that it's like that guy got 82 million votes.
It's like
I can't wrap my mind around it, dude. I know, but I don't want to be the guy who says the fucking election was rigged seem fucking crazy, but it's like
they forgot what the point of the fucking press conference is. It's to have people there seeing it.
Yes.
But they're like, well, we can't have people. We can still do the press conference, right? We can still do it. That's like showing up to family dinner and you've got all the food, but none of the people show up.
Yeah.
Like, you're a fucking idiot, dude. Get the fuck out of here with
this shit. I told my wife last night when I was watching this, because there was like 18 people there, and I go, I don't want to sound like a crazy person on air, which is I don't talk about this shit that much, about an election being rigged, right? But looking at the numbers of the people that were there, that is currently your president-elect for the United States. Just out of curiosity, and I'm from Georgia, if I was living in Georgia and the president was in my state, I would probably show up to be like, oh, shit, there's the new president, no matter who it was. I remember living in Los Angeles when Obama got hot in like 08, right? I went to a couple of those things, the rallies, just to see what the excitement was about. It wasn't my fucking dude, I certainly didn't vote for him. But I wanted to see what the excitement was about and at least feel what other people were feeling or why this candidate was going to win. Because I was certain he was going to win.
No, Chris Matthews said when Obama gave the DNC speech after the 24 or during the 2004 fucking DNC, he was like, you just watch the next president of the United States right there. Guaranteed. Everybody knew it. Everybody knew it.
I knew it too. And it was just like, but all of these rallies.
Then we ran John McCain and Mitt Romney. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, no, it was the first year was McCain and Sarah Palin. So
yeah.
Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. We ran McCain against him and then Romney against Mitt him. Romney, like, yeah. Oh, let's take the most enigmatic politician of all time and run fucking these two old fucking angry white
snooze
dudes.
Fest. Yeah, you like, ran two on, snooze fests. So I looked at it the same way with Biden, where it was just
I want to
like,
see Obama
no
versus Trump election. Let's suspend all these rules we have about people.
But you
running.
Have to vote in person.
Yeah, but you got to vote in person and
show
your
ID.
You've also got to show up wearing the shirt of the person you're voting for. The whole thing. There's no more secret elections. We're going Trump Obama head to head death match. Fucking 2024.
Forget Jake Paul McGregor. Yeah, that's what I want to see.
No,
vote in person.
No more
it.
Election BCS. It's election college football.
Yeah. Yes, CFP, dude. Let's see
get
that.
The fuck out of here.
In person. Show your ID. Wear a t-shirt. Have everybody film it, dude. That would be great. Because even last night, I'm like, fuck, I can't buy into this. Why is there only 18 people here? That's your president, for Christ's sakes. And he won Georgia. Why was there so few people there? Nobody has an answer, and I don't have a fucking answer for it. Yeah. And again, I don't want to seem crazy for saying it's a fucking rigged election. It's weird. Last but not least here, cock teased this in our title, and people were probably like, hey, man, are you guys ever going to talk about this? Yes, we are. John Brennan finally discusses aliens and UFOs. Brennan said, I've seen some of those videos from the Navy pilots, and I must tell you that they are quite eyebrow-raising when you look at them. I don't know. When people talk about it, is there other life besides what's in the States and the world, the globe? Life is defined in many different ways. I think it's a bit presumptuous and arrogant for us to believe that there's no other forms of life anywhere in the entire universe. What that might be is subject to a lot of different views.
You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like, what is the meaning of the word is?
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like the fucking Ken Starr interviews of Bill Clinton in 1998 or whatever the fuck year it was. I mean, come on, man. This guy's a full of shit.
He knows there's aliens here, brother.
This is a major intelligence official. Remember, he was the director of the CIA tiptoeing around the issue while last week we saw outright... One of the other major Western, I mean, Israel is a Western country, let's be real.
Yeah.
And one of the other major Western intelligence chiefs pretty much saying it's real. I think it's time to start taking some of this shit seriously. There's something called the gradient of truth. And it's a way to determine whether or not something is legitimate based on the quality of character and honesty and whatever the fuck else of the people, other people who believe it.
Right.
Like when people who have access to everything, John Brennan didn't have a security clearance. He had all the information.
Yeah.
Right. As a CIA director. Same thing with this asshole in Israel. Right. They have all this information, and one guy saying like, "Yeah, we've actually got deals with these motherfuckers," and the other guy's like, "I don't know. Could be. It exists. Let's be fucking real, based on the gradient of information, fucking test." So I don't know. This is pretty interesting to me. I want to see aliens right now so we can clap them up.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's cuffing season, man. I've been holding out, and now I want to cuff up with a fucking alien.
Clap
brother.
Them cheeks, can you imagine that? Brother.
Can you imagine that?
That'd be great.
Fucking alien wearing my Penn State hoodie.
That'd be awesome.
Actually, it'd probably be a fucking Assholes Live Forever hoodie, because most of my hoodies are like that.
Kirill, shout out to Kirill. We love Kirill. It'd be great to see an alien walk of shaming out of your house, dude. Just really sore. Mm. Let's go around the horn here real quick, since this is the last story. We'll start with Fake Dan. Do you believe that aliens are real, yes or no?
1,000%. Yeah.
And they've been here, yes or no?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. I'm in the same. What about you, Hot Bob?
Yeah, I'm going to go with yes on all counts.
Same. Giorgio, you're high as shit. You've got to have an answer for this, I would imagine.
Absolutely not. We were put here by our great creator.
Earth started.
Of course,
5,
I believe in aliens. I'm probably
ago.
An alien.
Yeah. What if we are the aliens?
Well, we are more than likely.
More than likely. Yeah.
So, for those of you that don't know, a Mars-sized object slammed into the Earth.
Yeah.
Right. A couple billion years ago, blew off the Earth's crust, and the Earth, being what it is, a massive object, all that material outside through a process called accretion developed the moon. That's where the moon came from. But the idea is that the first life on Earth probably came from a comet that originated somewhere in the Mars region. So we're all Martians, right? Technically speaking.
Probably.
But it's how far back do you go?
Right.
Like, I'm an American. I was born here. But no one would call me a Native American, which is weird because I am native to this country.
Correct.
So it's just all a matter of scale, I suppose.
It is. But who is it? It was Brinkus who was on here. John Brinkus from ESPN Sports Science.
This is one of the few things he and I disagree on, because he says that he does not in any way believe that aliens have been here.
Yeah, he said that on one of our shows.
Right. He doesn't believe it. Here's what the only reason I disagree with him is because any alien civilization that's figured out how to defeat the intrinsic issues with space travel, which is most importantly the fucking speed of light, right?
Yeah.
Moving faster than the speed of light, because it would take millions of years to get anywhere, and you would have to like have the spaceship of the imagination that Carl Sagan talked about, where people, you have like 1,000 generations of people on this spaceship just to get over here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they forget where they're going in the first place. Like, you imagine thousands of generations in the telephone game. Like, what would the intent look like from here to over here once you fucking go through all that process? The other thing is, if they manage to defeat that, and they manage to defeat, like, blocking out radiation and stuff like that, because our spacecrafts, over time, you would die. You'd get cancer. Everybody would get cancer. So if you can defeat those two things, I feel like you're technologically advanced enough to probably come here without us knowing, because we're idiots.
Probably.
Like, we see this much of the visible spectrum, so...
I'm with you.
Just a guess.
Now's the point in the show. We get to the drinking bro of the week. This one was submitted by Alicia Lippum from Texas. She's been a member of Drinking Bros for 2 years. She's nominating Wesley Lippum. Reason for the nomination: Wesley is turning the big 3-0 on December 22nd, and he is obsessed with all things Drinking Bros. He buys the products I'll advertise and listens to your podcast as he works. He's also the best guy I've ever known. He's an amazing dad to his 3-year-old son, Connor, with cerebral palsy. Pretty badass bro. Being drinking bro of the week would absolutely make his birthday the freaking best. Fingers crossed and Merry Christmas from a hopeful wife. Look, Alicia, cheers, first of all, to your husband. We greatly appreciate you submitting, and we love hearing stories like this. Look, man, the products on the show, first of all, we vet all of these to make sure that not only we like them, but you guys would like them as well. So, like, the shit we sell, we actually use in real life. And like, if you come over our houses,
it's all this stuff is also in my refrigerator, in my bathroom, all of it. And in my fucking living room, all these things.
All of it. Secondly, we are grateful that you guys listen to the show every day. And you said he was listening while he works. You know, we started going every single day once COVID hit. And once people were starting to get a little bit more freed up and able to head back to work, they were like, hey, man, I still listen on the way home or on the way to work. Will you guys please go every day? And we will continue to do so. It is because of people like your husband and everything else that's we do it. And I'm unbelievably grateful that we have people like you guys listening and submitting and all that stuff. And if you want to submit to the Drinking Bro of the Week, go to drinkingbros.com, submit your Drinking Bro of the Week. While you're there, if you want a butter soft tea, they're $19.99. Help yourself. And as always, rate the show a 5-star on iTunes and leave a quick review. I hope we weren't too rocked for this, D'Anthony.
I don't think that's a thing.
There's been times, man. Look, we've done 800 and something shows, I think. Because fake news is in the 80s at this point. I think the other show's, what, 750?
Yeah.
Yes. There's been some shows that have been terrible. I hope we're all right today, you know? Give myself a mid-grade today. Not bad, but we appreciate you being tuned in with us. We are live all day Saturday for Championship Saturday for sports. So subscribe to Drinker Bro Sports on YouTube. D'Anthony and I will be there for the Big Ten Championship.
Yep.
Hot Bob, Fake Dan, Giorgio, all the whole crew will be there all day long. And then UFC is that night, man. It's going to be a long night of hanging out with us. I think Jesse's going to stop by in the morning and watch the Big Ten Championship. Ohio State's playing. It should be fun. So
I think she's actually just coming to clean the kitchen, but I don't know for sure.
Probably. I hope.
Can you clip that out and send it to her, just her?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
That'd be great.
See you at dinner.
Yeah. We're all heading to dinner tonight to celebrate the McConaughey thing. That was pretty cool. And that'll be Sunday night show with Matthew McConaughey. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.